Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Saregama India Limited Q3 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Pulkit Chawla from Emkay Global Financial Services. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Tushar. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Saregama India Q3 FY24 earnings call. From the management, we have with us today Mr. Vikram Mehra, Managing Director, Mr. Pankaj Chaturvedi, CFO, Mr. Saket Shah, Group Head, Investor Relations and ESG Reporting, and Mr. Pankaj Kedia, Vice President, Investor Relations. Without any further delay, I shall now hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Vikram Mehra. The quarter three for the financial year 2024 saw our operating revenues of 204 crore and PBT of 70 crore. I've spent now over 9 years at Saregama, and every quarter we are, I think, getting more and more clearer about what business are we in and how are we going to reach our final target. If I have to summarize in a single line our strategy about what we want to do, it is to create IP and then monetize that IP. That's the only business we are in and will continue to be. The IP creation can be across audio and video, which includes music as well as film, series, or short-format content. On IP, monetization is primarily done through licensing deals to third-party platforms. Also, we are extending the monetization to not just the content we are creating, but also monetizing the artists who are creating this content by getting brand endorsements for those artists or getting live performances for those artists. So over time, what we create and how we monetize would have got changed. But the focus that we will focus only on creation and monetization, not get into services business, is very, very clear. Secondly, we don't want to sit on the laurels of the past catalog that we have, which if we decide tomorrow that we don't want to invest in new content, we can also very, very easily draw very, very heavy margins. But consciously, as a management team and as board, we want to prepare this company for 20 years down the line and not just for the next 2 to 3 years. Let me start with the first vertical, music licensing. This vertical has been growing at 23% odd for the last 5 years or so, 23% CAGR. As I mentioned in my last 2 calls, this year has seen a lot of pressure on the OTT audio side. Many of the platforms, being under financial pressure, have decided to move from free to paid. This actually, in long run, is very good news for us. All of us labels have joined hands and are, in fact, helping the platforms in their journey. We have removed our conditions of minimum guarantees so that more and more platforms move towards the paywall. It will make the overall music economy far more healthier. But there are short-term pains because of that. As people have moved to pay with minimum guarantees going away, those have resulted into revenues on the OTT side being under serious pressure. We have been able to balance it to some extent by higher numbers in the other verticals, but overall there is pressure on the music side. The good news is that all the pressure is practically going to get factored in financial year 24 itself. After this, we have reached a base whereby all the anything from now onwards is going to be positive journey only, resulting in back to the growth rates that we people have seen in the past on the music licensing. If we look at the global data, the OTT audio as well as video, which means normal streaming platforms as well as platforms like YouTube, have grown by 34% in financial year 23, in, sorry, calendar year 23. And India, funnily, is showing the highest volume growth globally on audio streaming and audio plus video streaming of music. And keep this in mind, India growth is coming only on the back of just 200 million people streaming audio and some 350 million people streaming video. Then we are already touching the highest number. There's still a huge headroom of growth in terms of usage sitting in front of us. All that we need to see right now, unveiling or revealing itself over next 12 to 18 months, is this base of users finally going behind a paywall and generating revenues for the platforms as well as labels. It has happened internationally. It's bound to happen in India. It's happening on the film streaming space in India or series space streaming space in India. It will eventually start happening out there in the space of music streaming too. Just give it 12 to 18 months. This quarter saw the music release of Vidhu Vinod Chopra's Trails Fail, a movie which has won every accolade, and the music is doing very, very well. In Tamil, we had Dhanush Captain Miller's music getting released. In Telugu, we had Venkatesh, the superstar there, his movie Sands of music getting released. In Malayalam, we had Mohan Lal's Malai Koti Wali Baan's music getting released. We also released a song, one of the rarest songs that Arijit has done outside the film industry called Dil Haraya, which is a non-filmy song, which did very well for us. We had multiple songs by Bhojpuri superstar Neel Kamal and by Gujarati number one singer Rakesh Bharat. But if you ask me, I think the greatest story for us is a game changer, is a song released by India's biggest rapper called Divine. A few months back, a year back, nobody would have thought that someone like a Divine is going to come out there and work with Saregama. And mind it, it's not just a song he's released. He's agreed to do a concert tour across India with Saregama. So we have a twin relationship going on with them on the live event side as well as on the music side. It's fulfilling the objective that we all have been trying to pursue over the last few months, is to make the brand younger and get these young age artists to go and work with us that much more. Whether it's a Pocket Aces acquisition, which has really helped us change our image and profile in the market, or the fact that we are coming out with the latest Bollywood releases, all that is helping. It's not just Divine. You have another very popular rapper in India called Krishna. He went out there and released a song with us in the month of January. The songs of the quarter two releases, Zara Hatke Zara Bachke or Rocky Rani Ki Prem Kahani in Hindi, or Khushi in Telugu, or RDX in Malayalam, continue to do very, very well in quarter three also. If I look at our lineup for the next 12 months, which is a litmus test for all of us, are we able to generate enough amount of new content? We don't rely only on our own production studio to create content. We want to work with the best in the market in every major language. A lot of focus on the regional side from our company. Let me share the lineup, and you yourself will believe right now that we have one of the best lineups you can think of. We have three Dharma, that is Karan Johar's production house, three Dharma production films that are going to get released over the next 7-8 months. One of them includes Alia's film as part of this lineup. Second is a Vicky Kaushal and Tripti Damrao film. There are four Geo Studio films that we will be releasing over this time, including Istri 2 and Akshay Kumar's Sky Force. Ajay Devgan's Maidan is getting released. Diljit Dosanjh and A.R. Rahman's Chamkila is getting released. In Kannada, we have a couple of superstar movies. Darshan's movie Devil is coming out. Sudeep Kichcha's next film is coming out. The music is sitting there with us. In Malayalam, we have Mammootty's Bazooka's music coming out. In Tamil, we have Surya, ki fantasy film, Kanguva, which is creating a lot of hype and publicity there. The music is sitting there with us. And I think one of the biggest will be the Telugu film Game Changer, which has got Ram Charan. It's a Shankar's film, which has got Ram Charan and Kiara Advani. Ram Charan is doing a big film after RRR. This will become his biggest film. And Shankar is making a film after a very, very long time. Then in Punjabi, their number one star, Gippy, two of his films, come music is sitting there with us, Warning 2 and Shinde Shinde. as you heard the lineup from my side, you'll realize that we are not just a Hindi Bollywood music company. We people are playing wide in all the major languages, especially wherever there is film music. We want to dominate all those regional languages, which will give us a good negotiation position when we talk to all the platforms. But yeah, with all the investment that we people have been making, the content charge off, which includes just the content charge off and the corresponding marketing, has gone up by 54% year on year. I'll repeat, we are in a transitional state. Our content spends are not going up in a linear fashion. Post QIP, we people were clear we are going to step up not in an incremental fashion, but in a step jump fashion, our investments in content, which means in the short run, the investments will go up very, very steeply, which will result into the revenue just about matching the content charge off that we are taking. Give it another 18 months or so, and you will start seeing that the incremental revenues we are getting from these investments will start far outweighing the charge off that we are taking corresponding to the newer content. Because the step function jumps are needed only for 2-3 years. We want a company which was not investing in content to a company which is now taking a pole position in primarily all the languages. So this is the transitional time that we are going through. The absolute numbers and profits are never going to go and dip. They may in the short run continue to go up, but they will go up far more steeply after another 18 months or so. With all the new investment, we are holding to our internal guideline as well as guidance to you that the payback periods have to be 5 years. They cannot exceed 5 years. The language mix is decided keeping in mind a payback period of 5 years. And post that, you have another 55 to 75 years left in front of you to keep on making money from these songs. Remember, Lag Ja Gale is already a 60-year-old song, and we are still making money from it. While we invest in new content, we continue working on our catalog, both on promoting our existing songs, using Instagrams or ensuring those songs are made available in some of the newer movies that are coming in, using technology in a very big fashion right now to push these songs. And also, we are creating a lot of versions of these songs. Whether it's the tech-based lo-fi versions or asking the new-age artist to reimagine and recreate these songs and put it on and then promote these songs using Instagram. All this is giving a fresh life to the catalog, and this work will continue happening. There are enough amount of residences that we see at the global level done by some of the biggest music companies whom we very closely follow and learn from, and we are realizing a lot more money can be made from the catalog. If I go by the last few years' track record, our catalog has been comfortably growing at 12% per annum, and I don't see any reason why it will get hit. Over next 12 to 18 months, once the OTT platforms start moving behind the paywall, I see a catalog easily managing a 14 to 16% growth. The newer vertical under music licensing, music monetization, is artist management, where we are making various, we sign up artists and then we make them popular by placing them in our IP releases. Majority of them are music, but we are also using the power of our IP releases on the short format side, which is housed under Pocket Aces, or maybe putting some of them under Yoodlee Films. Once the artist is made popular, we then monetize these artists by getting brands for them who want to use them for the reach these guys have created on Instagram or YouTube, and also place them in various live events. And whatever money the artist makes, Saregama gets a share of it. So it's an interesting model. We are making songs with them. Songs are anyway paying for themselves. But rather than using random people right now for our songs, we sign up artists, and you work with them only in the songs. So the money comes not only from the songs, but by also monetizing the artist itself. We currently have some 123 odd artists which are sitting under Pocket Aces, and around 15 which are sitting under the Saregama side. As the investment in newer IP becomes more and more, we see these artists as a result of it becoming bigger and bigger, allowing us to make more money. Remember, digital advertising is growing at 31% per annum, and we believe a large chunk of this investment which is moving on the digital side will finally start following artists slash influencers. And you know who will be the biggest beneficiary? Team Saregama. Because clout, our artist management, influencer management business that we have under Pocket Aces, is the number one player in this market. In fact, recently they won the most innovative marketing agency at the Entrepreneurship Awards of 2023. And with Saregama and Pocket Aces coming together, it's going to give us a massive edge, because compared to every other artist management agency who just manage the artists, we are the only people who can give breaks to artists in our own content. Which means if an artist joins or works with agency X, they may agree to give a margin A to them. But if they work with us, we can get, in fact, two-way margin from the artist, because we are also allowing the artist to feature in the videos that we people are doing. None of the other artist management agencies have a content business going on. NetNet, with a stated goal of acquiring 25% to 30% of all new music which is getting released in India, we are very confident that our music licensing business, that vertical should be able to double the revenues in next 3 to 3.5 years. And all this new content that we are talking about is going to be funded through our internal accruals or the QIP money. Let me now shift gears and move to the video work vertical, where we make films under the brand name Hughley, digital content under the brand name of Dice, which is the vertical at Pocket brand under Pocket Aces. On Instagram, we make content right now under the brand name Filter Copy and Nutshell. It's the explosion in the smartphone penetration and the relatively cheaper data which is the biggest driver of this vertical. We are still in very early stages of video. Unlike music, where we have got over 120 years of experience now, the video vertical is a very, very new vertical for us. We believe over the next 5 years, we should be able to grow this vertical at a CAGR of 25%. And in a stable state, should be able to give us a 15% margin. The way our deal structuring is done, in terms of cash inflows and outflows, what I'm very happy to share with you, that a 15% margin will result into a 21% IRR on this business. And the only capital actually you need out here for this is more in the nature of working capital, which again is going to be managed through internal accruals or maybe a small working capital line. Quarter 3 saw the release from the Pocket Aces side of Crushed Season 3 and Half Love, Half Arranged Cheese. This all came under the brand name Dice and being released on Amazon. They were released by Pocket Aces before 11th of November, and the financial numbers you are seeing right now are only Pocket Aces numbers post 11th November have been taken in. So we don't have the benefit of the revenues of these two. But it's also just to, I'm sharing this information just to tell you how strong our other business of Pocket Aces is. Filter Copy, the biggest youth Instagram channel that we people, that is owned by Saregama through Pocket Aces, actually completed a 1 billion views on Instagram between January to November of 23, making it by far the biggest thing that you're seeing on Instagram today. What is it resulting into? Resulting into lots of brands now chasing Filter Copy to get their products integrated into the video. And we see this business going up multiple fold. There were not too much of action happening on the Hughley side in quarter 3. Quarter 4, we'll see 2 Malayalam films and 2 Punjabi films getting released. The live events business of ours, whose primary objective is to go and support the music business, saw a successful Australia tour of Diljit Dosanjh. And we also did a show with Javed Akhtar Saab on the stories behind the biggest songs that have ever been released. Everywhere it's a music element which is important. Working with them, whether it's with Diljit Dosanjh or Divine, also helps us to go out there and get into deeper relationships with our artists, which facilitates more and more of their music coming across to us. Last call, I had spoken to you people about the music learning app that we people plan to launch, which will teach music fans how to sing or play instruments using artificial intelligence. All the hit songs of Saregama, from Lata Mangeshkar's Lagja Gale to Arijit Singh's What Jhumka of Rocky Rani Ki Prem Kahani, are going to be taught using this app. And the best part is the people who are who do well in these courses, which are all going to be paid courses, will be given a chance to release a song and an album with Saregama, something that nobody else in the market can go back and support. Just like what we did many years ago with Karma, this will be one more way for us to monetize our incredible music library. We are hoping to launch this app sometime in March or April this year. And the way the app is being built, it seamlessly integrates with every other vertical we have in the company. Just on the topic of technology, we are really going very heavy on converting all our older songs which were recorded using that time's technology into Dolby Atmos or spatial audio. From over 2,500 songs have already been converted. And the good news is a lot of platforms like Apple are actually now incentivizing labels who are putting up their content in these newer formats. Also, a presence in these newer formats means that many more younger people are more open to the idea of listening to the older songs. Karva saw a marginal decline in revenues this quarter. Though the unit sale numbers have gone up, we are selling more and more of the lower price units. This is a very conscious effort from or activity happening from our side. We have significantly in this quarter further reduced sales and marketing expenses that we are making on Karva. We are comfortable with the Karva revenues going down. In fact, the general thought in the company is that as we move ahead, more and more we are going to move Karva from a retail product to only an e-commerce selling product. Over the next 3 years, we should be three and a half years, I'll say, we should be investing over 1,000 crore in new content, all coming out of our internal accruals and QIP money. This will not only contribute to the immediate growth, but also put company on a long-term growth path. If the only reason that our numbers, or we are number two today and not number one in the music market, is because we did not invest enough between 2000 to 2018, 2019. We want to go back and correct that and invest heavy. While we're investing heavy, we will, for the first 12 to 18 months, hold on to our absolute profitability. After 18 months, you will start seeing a steep increase in profitability. And from year 3 onwards, you are then looking when the step function jump in investment will go away and a linear increase is going to be happening, the profitability should go up in a significant fashion. If I look at overall revenue for the company, excluding Karma, please keep Karma out for the time being, we expect overall revenue of the company to continue growing at over a 3 to 5 year period at 25-26% CAGR. And the overall profitability of the company, PBT of the company, to double in the next 3 to 4 years. Both the music vertical and the video vertical are going to contribute to this. As I end, I'll again repeat, it's easy for us to stop all investments and just focus on short-term profitability. We have taken a conscious call that's not the track we are going to follow. We will invest heavy on content while ensuring right now that we maintain a short-term profitability, but in the mid-term, we keep on putting increasing our profitability. In the long run, this company will be much more stronger than what this company is today. You've just touched the tip of the iceberg. As subscription economy starts taking off in next 18, 24 months, you will see lots of money being made. That's what is happening in every other part of the world. India, and it's happening in from the video space in India also. It is bound to happen. and the company which is investing heavy, company that is using artificial intelligence to go out there and make the right content selection and has got technology to ensure there's no revenue leakage that's going to be happening is the company which is going to have the last laugh. And we are very, very confident that we are on track to be in that position. Lastly, I'm thankful to the board which has declared a 400% interim dividend. This is both way of thanking our investors for the faith and confidence they've shown in the company. Thank you, and I'll be happy to take questions now.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Pulkit Chawla from MK Global Financial Services Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, Vikram. Vikram, so just wanted some understanding in this transition of movement to a paid platform. Now, I'm assuming that these three players that have actually transitioned to the complete paid platform would not have had a major market share. But the impact on your revenues seems to be quite decent. And particularly your competitor hasn't really seen any impact here. So is there any difference in the way the deals are structured here? So could you throw some color on this first?
So let me not talk about competition. That's wrong on my part. All I can tell you is that we people had a significant part of our revenue from all these platforms. Unlike some of the other overall music industry players listed and unlisted, Saregama had gone out there and struck relationships with all the nine platforms and got that efficiency level 2.5 to 3 years ago. Some of the other guys have been able to do it over the last 12 months. So we already had a step jump that we had seen in our revenues in the past. So there was no new platform coming in my life. We already had, we were running on a full efficiency there. That's why the impact was a little bigger on us. These three people were significant, Resso, Gaana and Hungama. The impact you're seeing on our revenue, we have been able to counter it. So I think as we are comfortable, we have been able to counter it significantly now through increase in revenue from the other verticals. The good news is that come quarter four, the entire thing will be factored in. After that, we will, and that's why I'm assuring you right now, we will be back on track to go out there and at the company level start achieving 25-26% revenue growth.
Sure, thanks. That's helpful. Second on Resso, I think now that Resso has decided to move out of India, do we see any financial impact here? All these users that transition to a different platform and consequently like a company like ours is not affected at all?
Completely. Resso had moved from a free to paid. Right. So revenues had come down dramatically, and that has been factored in for the last, this is the third quarter in which that has been factored in.
And do you also foresee some more players might shut shop and maybe consolidation in the industry?
So, see, shut shop doesn't matter. Right now, who are the players that are left here? On the paid side, you have Apple, Amazon sitting in. Who are the big players that are sitting in here? You have YouTube Premium, which is sitting in. All significant big players, nothing is going to happen there. You have on the paid side, Gaana and Hungama. The moment they went to the paid side, minimum guarantees went away. So the revenue, the negative adverse impact on revenue has already been completely got factored in. If anything, the numbers are going to go up as and when the pay business starts taking off. The other three big guys who are there left, which is Spotify, Wink, and Savan, if they move to pay, the overall industry is going to go up and jump on the OTT side by 2.5 times in revenue. We're just waiting for these three people to go and turn pay.
Yeah, thanks. That's helpful. And finally, just a plan for the remaining QIP funds. Is it to be used for more acquisitions or just for picking up new content?
So it will be used for strengthening a position in the space of music, both organic and inorganic being looked at as and when an opportunity rises. it will be only and only for music. We have no intent to use it for a video vertical.
Sure, that's very helpful. Thanks, Vikram.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of CA Garvit Goel from Nevest Analysis Advisory LLP. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, please.
Good afternoon, sir. First question is on the guidance side. So is the guidance that we have been provided for this year is remains intact or not?
So you need to clarify what guidance are we talking, which guidance are we talking about?
Top line guidance, sir. Like we were targeting the ballpark number of 930-940 CR for FY 24.
I've never given that guidance, so sorry, I'll have to.
We have given in the terms of CAGR, 22-25% CAGR.
I again go back on this. What we people have said in the beginning is that we expected music part to grow, licensing part to grow at 23%. At the corporate level, we have not given a guidance. We are maintaining our part that on a three-year basis, we see a 25-26% CAGR at the corporate level.
Then this 25-26% CAGR is for overall basis or for the music segment only?
The corporate level, we are giving a guidance of 25-26% CAGR over next 3 to 5 years.
Understood. And sir, you mentioned like Q4 onwards, the growth will be there in the music segment, like all the pain is factored in. So I need to understand by growth, do you mean like the benefit in the terms of the subscription model is likely to come in from FY25 only, or it will take some time to ramp?
So let me further qualify. When I'm saying 25-26%, please, you have to remove the Carva revenues out of it completely. And in end of the year, we always end up declaring right now what the Carva revenue is. Carve out the Carva revenues on the remaining base, which is the core business of the company. We are looking at 25-26% growth. First, that's the point. This growth that we are seeing is basis the business being the way it is today. It's just a new content strategy which is going to help us achieve this. As and when the business, OTT business starts turning towards pay in 18 to 24 months, our growth and our profitability can become even better.
Understood, sir. And sir, you also mentioned like Spotify, Wink and Savan going behind the paywall. So is there an expected timeline to the negotiations happening, or what is the scenario right now for them?
I'm not saying they are going behind paywall and nobody to go and declare that. I'm saying they are the only ones who are left who are not gone behind a paywall. If when they go behind the paywall, it will result into the entire industry behind a paywall, and the revenues that music labels make from OTT platforms should go up by 2 to 3 times. My personal belief is in next 12 to 18 months, you will end up getting these guys also moving. A year back, we had maintained a stand that in 2 to 3 years, industry will go behind a paywall. During this, in last 1 year, already 3 years moved. Hopefully, the second part of my projection and hope is also going to come true.
Understood, sir. That's it for my side, sir. All the best for the future.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Nitin Sharma from MC Pro Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. So, two questions. First of all, this 1,000 crore content investment, is there a broader breakup in mind how much will be spent on a different category, and also some visibility on the event segment would be helpful?
Our music part, we will this investment that we are talking about right now is going to be spread between both Hindi and regional, with a large share going to on the regional side. We believe that regional music ends up giving you better return on investment. The competitive intensity out there is also on the lower side, and we are very, very strongly placed to take pole position in all the regional languages of the country. Also, we are realizing that over the last 10 years, the consumption pattern of people is changing from on entertainment side, both video and music. It's changing from listening only to Hindi or English music to consuming more and more of content in their own languages, their local languages. And we are just trying to take benefit of the change in the culture. Now, your second part was on the live event side. The live event side, we are just an year old on the live event side. We are still testing waters. We have not gone out there and done any massive investments. And actually, there is no investment needed in live event. It's literally a working capital that gets stuck out there for a month to 45 days at any particular time. Our focus is to primarily work with the top singers, allowing us to build a deeper relationship. Till now, we have worked primarily with Diljit Dosanjh, resulting into Diljit Dosanjh giving us a song for the first time. Diljit, as you may know, is one of the biggest nonsense singer in India, and getting a song from Diljit is a very big thing. It's just the strength of a relationship, courtesy of the live event business, that we ended up releasing a song with Diljit in the first week of January this year. And with Divine, who's the biggest rapper, something similar is happening. We are doing the work on the live event side, which already has helped us release a song of Divine. So we will use live events in a more strategic fashion to just go and more build, cultivate relationships. Will live events become a loss leader? No. Give us a year or so for us to stabilize this business. And we believe right now that there will be some amount of margin. It will be single-digit margin business, but a much higher IRR because the capital gets locked out there for a very, very short time.
So is there any thought process in terms of how many live events you would have in a
program? Very early in the day, all I can tell you, our live event business will be limited only to music. We are not competing with other people right now who do live events. We are focusing only and only musical concerts or musical plays and nothing else. We will go and grow this in a very slow and steady fashion and not in a big bang approach.
Understood. And my second question is a bookkeeping one. So what is in it the other non-current financial liabilities and what led to the rise at the end of December?
I'll request Pankaj, please, if you can take this.
Yeah, sure. So we have recorded the investment in Pocket Aces. So when the same has got consolidated, we recorded investment in the standalone books, as well as there is a derivative liability for the future acquisition. So basically, that's all gone in the unallocated bucket. This is the purchase price allocation that we have done for our valuation of Pocket Aces investment.
Understood. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Lokesh Manik from Vellum Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Vikram. Am I audible?
Yes, Lokesh.
Okay. Vikram, the first question is on your thesis that you will, in 18 months, see many people go behind the paid wall. So just to play a devil's advocate, we've seen this in the global markets in India. Again, we are quite lower on the per capita income front. So just want to get a sense of what gives you the confidence that you know, people will shift towards the paid economy. That was the first part.
To answer that, we don't break the chain of thought here. The growth projection that we have been giving right now, which is that we will be able to grow the company minus the Carvaan numbers excluding at 25-26% and should be able to double our profits in next 3 to 4 years. This is independent of OTT business turning, going behind the paid wall. So I want to make that point very clear. As in when we move behind the paid wall, that's a cherry on the top. Now, the second part is what gives us the confidence. I was asked a very similar question in 2006 when I was part of a different company on the DTH side, saying that what was giving us confidence that DTH will ever take off in India when the ratio of DTH was twice that of cable in 2006. And here you had not one, not two, at that time, three platforms growing very, very big. And even today, they are in a very, very significant scale, in spite of having a rate which is higher than cable. If you start looking at the video OTT platforms, whether it's Jio or it's a Hotstar or it's a Voot, Sony Live, Z5, Netflix, Amazon, the numbers are significantly high. So it's not that Indians don't want to pay, but if you need to give me value and you need to stop somewhere the availability of free, then people are ready to pay for entertainment. The other way, so the key part is the three guys who are giving it free have to go behind the paid wall. Piracy is dying in the larger cities. So somebody sitting in a Bombay, Delhi, Bangalore, Calcutta, Lucknow, Jaipur, if we go back and shut the tap on the free side, the customer will go back and go behind a paid wall as long as the pricing is a reasonable pricing. It is not a 500 rupee per month market or for the music side. But a double-digit number on a per monthly subscription is something most Indians will be very comfortable paying. So yes, I am very confident that these three players, as they start moving more aggressive on the pay side and start putting their content completely behind a paywall, which as music labels we will very strongly support, you will see that economy taking off in a very big fashion. If you already see on the biggest platform out here, Spotify, they made the free experience reasonably bad. It's still available free, but the amount of breaks and advertising and the catch that they started putting in here is pushing people towards the pay side, and you will see this number growing up significant.
Right. Because my second question was on the live events vertical. So globally, what we have seen is music is dominated usually by the non-film music and, you know, single artists. Is that a trend you have seen in India? If you would have some statistics in terms of what percentage is
I'm not very clear, but you said your voice right now was echoing. In the international market, we see what?
In the international market, music is dominated by non-film music. So there's no film music in the international market. You have independent artists, like a Taylor Swift.
So the live event business, live music business is based on all the non-film artists only. The two names I give you with whom we have been working at this juncture, Diljit Dosanjh, the biggest non-film artist coming out of India, Divine, the biggest rapper coming out of India. We are in this quarter four, which I'll talk about when we talk about quarter four, 3 months from now, have just launched a new vertical under the talent management called Saregama Talent, whereby we are now grooming young kids in who are very talented or musical prodigies to become great performers with the eye not only to make their music videos and songs big, but also to start pitching them for live concerts and shows, so that 3-4 years from now, Saregama becomes a label which has a Taylor Swift or a Justin Bieber equivalent artist coming out there from our stable, who will become big both on recorded music circuit as well as the live circuit.
I'm sorry, my question was actually, are you seeing a trend change in the industry where you are seeing non-film music picking up in India versus film music?
I think I answered, you're seeing that trend. That's why we are investing on these artists.
Okay, what percentage would this be, any idea?
I think that's getting pretty granular. In general, see, film music still dominates. There is nothing that compares with Ranveer Singh and Alia Bhatt dancing to Tum Kya Mile or What Jhumka. There's a magic is something very, very different. We're a movie crazy country. But the younger generation is also very open to listening to non-film music. And that's why we want to strengthen our relationships with all the major non-film big artists across languages, whether it's Hindi or Bhojpuri or Gujarati or Bengali or Punjabi, and also start creating some of the artists of our own.
Great. That's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Govindarajan from CSIM. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I have 2-3 questions. First, you said the industry has done away with minimum guarantees. Is this limited to these three players who've gone behind paid, or the minimum guarantees are done away with for Spotify, Saavn, and...
In general, minimum guarantees are taken out for the guys who've gone fully behind paid.
Okay, so the other three are still with minimum guarantees.
I can't comment on that part, but the ones who have gone behind paid walls don't have minimum guarantees.
Okay, but you're not telling me whether the others are with minimum
volume. There are all kinds of models that are going. You're getting into very specific part right now. There are only three guys left, so I'll leave it there. But the pay guys are all now sitting without minimum guarantees, where we get a percentage of actuals, which is the way business is done in all other parts of the world.
Sure. The reason I ask is there's been big disruption to revenues because of these guys going away from minimum guarantee, and that could happen with other three as well.
So the beauty part is that other three, the moment they go behind the paid wall, the pay economy takes off, because then user has no option. Right now we are in the worst phase as a company, is that three people have gone behind paid wall, so money from their stock, which was there, significantly there in financial year 23, has become zero in financial year 24 for us, while the pay hasn't taken off because the other three continue to be there on the free side. The consumer has been able to shift to those guys. The moment those three also go, then everybody goes behind a paid wall, and then the pay economy takes off, which is 2 to 3 times higher revenue paying than a free guy.
Okay.
For us, the redeeming feature is that, unlike some other people, we had a significant revenue coming from these guys in the FY23 revenue base. That's why we are, on a like-to-like basis, FY24 is under pressure. But in FY24, we don't have revenues from any of these people now. So starting base right now from 1st April, you will once again see a very significant growth coming in.
Okay. I get that. Second, you had mentioned the total acquisition, music acquisition of about 1,000 crores. I mean, we are roughly talking about 300 crores a year. Now, if I look at your cash flow statements, for the 9 months, you've invested about 160 crores in new music. Spent on new content. Is that the equivalent number that we are talking about? 160 crores over 9 months going to 300 crores a year?
Say roughly yes. Broadly yes.
Okay. And given your accounting policy, content charges should go to 300 crores in about 3-4 years. It should catch up with the regular spend in 3-4 years. Once we
So the previous years can, in any year, the marketing expenses are charged up immediately. Just keep that in mind, and market, the ratio of marketing to content varies from language to language. There are languages where marketing is pretty high, while there are languages the marketing is very, very low. So depending on the mix, year-on-year basis right now, the marketing gets charged off immediately, and then you take the first year charge off of that year's investment and the second or the third or fourth year charge off of the previous year's investments.
I think a couple of years back it mentioned generally marketing is about 25% of the spend.
Yes, it is. On an aggregate level, yes it is.
Okay. I'm just a little confused on the one statement that you made, that you expect to hold on to profitability in the next 12 to 18 months. Are we talking about percentage margins, or are we talking about absolute profits?
The absolute numbers, hold on means there will be an improvement in profitability going all throughout. What you will see that the revenue will grow at a rate slightly faster over the next 18 months than the rate in which profitability is growing. But over a period of 3.5 years right now, you are talking of profitability also doubling as revenue also comes close to doubling.
Okay. Yeah, it's a tricky period because this is when your content charges will go up a lot from 25 crores.
But the absolute numbers, you will never have a situation. The growth rate on profitability may be lower than the growth rate in revenue, but the growth rate is going to be a significant positive growth rate.
Okay.
I hope I'm clear.
Yeah, I understand. And lastly, for the three guys who haven't moved to paid, especially one of them who's made, you know, Spotify you mentioned has made free not so attractive. Are we seeing any change in the mix of paid with the subscriber?
Yes, we are. I'll just leave it there. Yes, we are.
Okay.
The green shoots are there all across. So,
yeah.
We are happy with the way things are moving.
Okay. Yeah, I got my answer. Thank you.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Keval from DSP Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. So first of all, sir, can you throw some light on how are the payment terms different under free subscription and paid wall?
So typically on the free side, we get paid on an average 10 paisa per stream every time somebody listens to a song.
If it's a free customer, on an average, we get paid 10 paisa. And if it's a paid customer, we get a share, which is roughly 50% of what the customer is paying. We get a share of that 50% based on actual consumption. So if you have heard 50 songs, so suppose you're a 100 rupee subscriber, then around 50 bucks will be treated as the content pool, which will get equally divided across all the songs you heard during the month. So if you heard 50 songs, then every song starts becoming worth a rupee. If you heard 100 songs, every song starts becoming worth 50 paisa. That's a pay part. Free part is 10 paisa flat on per stream heard. In the case the platform is offering both free and pay, we charge a minimum guarantee typically. If the platform is only pay, we take away this condition of minimum guarantee.
Understood, sir. So again, a question on that. So let's say it's on a paid customer, he listens to 100 songs and he's paid 500 rupees for subscription. So now I understand that 500 rupees, 50% of that divides between 100 songs and it's paid to the particular labels. Now, in the case, let's say he hears 1,000 songs for that 500 rupees of subscription. So isn't it a double-edged sword that on paid wall, we might even get lower remuneration compared to free side?
No, sure. If we get 100 million customers and all of them spend 14 hours a day just listening to music, maybe you're right. In that case, the deal structures are going to get changed once again. But what we're asking is the probable part, because we are seeing global standards also. The younger segment, which is the early mover segment that comes in, is the intense music listening part, and they end up doing 100 songs odd on a per month basis. Okay. People like you and me typically don't get that kind of a time to listen to music on a daily basis, month after month, that significant a number. But we right now, deals are all done keeping in mind the amount of consumption which is happening. We are getting data on a consumption basis also. So we know what we are getting with the guys who have turned pay. We believe at this juncture, looking at the data, the value of a song heard by a paid customer is anytime between 2.5 to 5 times of a song heard by a free customer.
Understood, sir. And sir, last question that you mentioned, payments from 3 platforms have been stopped. So what is the reason and how big is the impact of that?
So, corrections out here, minimum guarantees are stopped because they have moved from free to pay. And in pay, we don't charge minimum guarantees. Their pay business is yet to build up. If 3 are a significant play out there with us, I can't give you the specific number. But whatever it is, three quarters have already been factored in. There's only 1 quarter left. After that, the entire impact of these 3 players going out is going to be wiped out. And we people start building right now once again, giving me the confidence that we should be able to grow the revenue of the company at a 25 to 26% CAGR over the next 3 to 5 years.
Understood, sir. Thanks a lot and thanks for the clarification.
Thank you.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Uday Prakash from Value Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. I want to understand how the performance of a movie affects your streaming, let's say, after movie release. Can you give in the context of, let's say, an album that hasn't...
I'm not clear. Can you please repeat the question?
Yes, sir. I'm audible right now. How
you are?
Sir, I want to understand how... Yes, sir?
Hello, Uday, sir. Can you take the device closer to you? As your voice is a little muffled.
Yeah, I'm audible right now. Is it clear right now?
So, can you speak a little bit louder?
Just a minute. Am I audible right now?
Yes, sir.
Sir, I want to understand how the music streaming of a particular album or a song continues after the release of a movie. As in, how does the reception of a movie affect the streaming number of streams going forward? Can you give in the context of, let's say, an album that hasn't been received as well, but the movie has performed well? On the other hand, an album that has been received very well, but the movie didn't perform well. How much impact does it make, and how does it affect? Because we acquire content based on the story and based on we have our own calculations, we've experienced everything, but performance of a movie, does it change those things? Does it have an huge impact on it?
So, see, at a very broad level, movie performance does impact. But does it impact very significantly? No. If you look at earlier days, 60s, 70s, 80s, if I'm going to give you some of the songs, I can bet that you won't even know the names of the movies because the songs became very, very big. It very often happens even today that songs which are coming from smaller movies suddenly become very, very big. But in general, if the movie is also a hit, like a very good example I'll take for you right now is this movie called 12th Fail. I don't know, have you heard of the movie? It's a Vidhu Vinod movie which has become a massive hit. It's a very small budget film which has become a raging hit at this moment. Actors were, they're not the A category actors, they're amazing actors, but they were not the A category actors. So the monies that we paid for the movie come music right now are also on the lower side. The songs opened on the lower side of traction. We released the song before the release of the film. It was not a very big number in terms of streams that we were getting or video views. As the movie became a hit in the theater and has become an even bigger hit on Hotstar, the performance of the songs on a daily stream has gone up by 8 times. So it has an impact. And the other way also, if you look at a movie called Zara Hatke Zara Bachke, and the producer of Zara Hatke Zara Bachke is on Conan Record saying that the only reason the movie opened up that big because the songs became a cult even before the release of the film. So there is a relationship between the music and films, but it's not a complete causal effect relationship. I'll call it a more of a linearity effect out here. There is a correlation between the two, but not a 100% causal effect. So one success or one failure doesn't necessarily result into other thing also failing or successful. On YouTube, if it's my favorite actor dancing and I like the video of that very, very well, it really doesn't matter right now whether the movie became a very hit or not.
So we can say that if the movie is performing well, we'll have a multiplier effect on the album. But on the other hand, even if the movie doesn't perform well, that doesn't mean there will be an equal downside, but there will be a slight impact on the performance of the number of streams if you're going forward.
What we also realized is that sometimes when the music is not as per our expectations, even if the movie does well right now, it does nothing to the song. So it's a combination. See, when we pay on films, what we are ensuring is that some of the biggest stars whose face has got crazy amount of fan following, they get connected to the music of or the video of that song, and hence we get massive amount of sampling upfront, which means the marketing money they have to spend to make the song popular come down dramatically, because every fan is going to go out there and listen to the song at least once or twice, and then the song is to start working on its own.
And so my second question is on the difference between your approach to, let's say, a big movie and a small movie. When you're approaching a big movie that has big stars and a big production house behind it, we cannot do a given number that you will achieve this number of films, but you will know that a certain set of audience will listen to the song. But the same cannot be assured or expected for a small movie. So can we say that when we are, although we are still paying lower amounts when we acquire content for smaller movies, it is more of a volume game, can we say, let it be in Bollywood or regional languages?
So what often happens is when you're working on smaller movies means not working with the top actors and actresses or directors. Right? At that time, we play a lot of importance also on the quality of music that's coming out. We definitely see that the whole idea of applying predictive AI to decide whether to take it or not, even with the smaller actors and what is the amount of money we can make from it, that applies to every song that we people acquire in the company. So predictive AI has got a big role there, but after that on the smaller movies, if the quality of songs is very, very decent, we just go out and pick it up. If the quality of the music is also not something that we people enjoy, in that case, there are bigger movies. Some of the movies that got released recently, we have said no to those movies in the past.
Okay, sir. And my final question is on, always been aggressive on the front of marketing, I mean, for our music. So how will Pocket Aces come into play in this area of marketing of our new content?
So in a short, I'll just give you one stat out here. In this very, very short period of some 45 days that we people have worked together with Pocket Aces in Q3, we already had managed to get a reach of 60 million on the digital side for our music using Pocket Aces assets. So it's helping us magnify the popularity of our songs manifold using the footprint that Pocket Aces has. If I remember my numbers correctly, Pocket Aces has added over 110, 120 million to our overall digital footprint. Today, as a company, well, very few companies can go back and claim what I'm going to be saying next to you. But as a company, if I look at our stuff, we have got over 230 million subscribers / followers on digital media. This is the biggest currency we are investing in. Tomorrow, when customers want to listen to something and brands want to advertise anywhere, this is what's going to help us and put us on a pole position compared to all other players who are playing it out and maybe driving current profitability rather than preparing the company for 3 to 5 years down the line.
And so since we right now own significant stake in Pocket Aces and we also use them for marketing our new content, can we also expect cost synergies in terms of marketing going forward?
Now, there will be. So right now, rather than trying to go out there and just reduce cost, we are saying how can we go out there and give bigger growth. Our focus, the cost, there are areas in which cost efficiencies are being driven. Not necessarily just to go out there and cut marketing expenses. I think the growth opportunity is the very much bigger one sitting in front of us. How do I make my songs which are released by the music side become that much bigger using the digital power of Pocket Aces? And how do I make the influencer business that Pocket Aces has become that much bigger using our ability to create music and music videos so that both businesses grow at a much faster pace than they were doing in the past, courtesy the synergies? And that's the reason if I'm saying they're really growing at 25-26% on a sustained basis, that's where all these growth numbers are coming from.
Okay, thank you. That's it from me.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the last question for today is from the line of Chirag Shah from White Pine Investment Management Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, first, just basic question of clarification. So, for example, YouTube has gone behind paid wall. So, even if there is a free subscriber who is listening to YouTube and listening to a particular music, how would you be paid for that and how different it is? What is the gap versus a paid subscriber over here?
So, YouTube has got two services. There's YouTube and there's YouTube Premium.
Yeah.
On YouTube is a free part. If on a YouTube free part, if an ad is presented on any IP that we people control, either on our own channel or user-generated content, if an ad has been put, we get 55% of it, YouTube retains 45% of it. That's a freak of business model.
Yeah, I'm asking about that only.
So that's free. If you move to the paid part of YouTube, you're a paid subscriber of YouTube, which means no ads are going to be presented to you. In that case, whatever you're paying to YouTube, it follows a very similar model like audio streaming app platforms. Whatever you pay to YouTube, a percentage of that is earmarked as content pool, which will be divided equally across all the content you consume during that.
So, staying on the free part, so you are saying if the ad is played, suppose the music is played and the ad is played, whichever, you get 55% of that ad. That I didn't understand that.
So, suppose you are a Hindustan Lever, and you have put up an ad, your campaign is going on.
Yes.
I paid rupee right now for every time your ad is presented behind.
Okay,
a video and in between the video.
Okay, I understood now.
Yeah, now so 50% of that money will come to us.
But I presume that would be far lower on per song basis as compared to what you get in paid. Maybe maybe on the paid subscriber would be 4-5x then more than this, right? That is the right way to...
The paid economy, I'll repeat what I said earlier, in general, a paid customer, when he or she consumes our music, ends up being 2 to 3 times more valuable than the customer.
Okay. Sir, second, a basic query. Suppose in the case of a paid subscriber, okay, now if the song is downloaded by him in his mobile library, I'm just using a mobile okay, as an example, and if he repeatedly hears it when either he's offline or online, it, in both the cases, it will be counted as number of times, right? So there are algos, even if, they, if he listens to the song offline.
It will be. Contractually, we are protected there. And all these platforms have the technology whereby at the local cache level in the app, they will be keeping a track of how many times you heard if you are a say, paid customer or free customer. They also, when you offline something, they also often offline ads along with it. So that when you are watching something offline also, ads are also presented there. So we get advantage of all that.
Okay, so there are algos or softwares available even if it is offline, well, especially
for paid subscribers. Not now, this is over 5-year-old technology.
Yeah, I know. That's just a. So last thing is, if I have to ask you that the music content acquisition payback, how do you look at it over next 3 years as compared to past 3 years, maybe for yourself as well as industry? So has the payback got elongated, and if yes, how much it has got elongated versus what we have seen in the last 3 years?
Actually, it has not got elongated right now. When we started investing in newer content, when literally we were buying music in lakhs or 1 crore max, that time also I maintained the policy of 5-year payback period. And if you go through every call of mine over the last 7-8 years, you will consistently hear that our internal benchmark is 5 years. We buy only content right now where we are confident that we should be able to manage things and pay back periods of 5 years. Wherever we believe that the numbers are going to become on the much longer side, that means the content is overvalued, we just walk out of those deals.
So you're saying here, despite there has been some aggressions in the industry, because some of this content have even gone for 30 crore and 40 crore, the kind of numbers, you're saying the paybacks are not getting affected.
So
that is how...
So I'll give it twin answers to this. One, if the value of a content has gone up, then the revenue from that content has also gone up. YouTubes of the world or streaming apps or short format apps like Instagrams were not giving you money 5 years ago the way they're giving now.
Okay.
So content pricing goes in sync with the realization we people are having. Also, in the competitive intensity, in every language, there are only 2 to 3 players. There's nobody else. So it's not that the 20 players are fighting this out, because entry barriers are very, very high in music industry. So it's between 2-3 players.
Okay, great. So this is helpful. This was helpful. Because I was under impression that given the way recent bidding has happened for song, for albums, mentioning movie albums, is there a risk that paybacks have got elongated?
No, I'll just give you a number, something I posted 2 days ago. I'll give you an example of this. We had done a Bhojpuri song in a year back called Lal Ghagra by Bhojpuri ka number one star called Pavan. And that song, I just 2 days ago, has crossed 300 million views on YouTube. Now, 100 million was an unheard of thought from 4 years ago in our country.
No, I was more referring to movie albums, you know, the way...
Both ways, the same thing with movie album on Rocky Rani ke Prem Kahani. Three of the songs have already crossed 100 million number. I have Badshah ka gana of my Pani Pani touching 700 million. I have the songs of Zara Aaj Ke Zara Bachke, two of them crossing 120 million. Many of them are crossing over 100 million ka number on Spotify alone. So as digital explosion is happening, more people are coming as part of this digital bandwagon. The overall consumption has gone up in a significant fashion. I have What Jhumka, which is sitting at over 260 million views on YouTube today. I have Fir Aur Kya Chahiye sitting at 240 million. I have a Telugu song called from the movie Dasara sitting at 210 million. From Telugu movie Khushi sitting at 170 million. So you have a Tere Vaste from Zara Hatke sitting at 420 million. And movie is not even 1 year old. So the numbers are looking much, much massive. The key part out here is that the fundamentals that are used to buy music have to be very strong. We have invested very heavily on predictive AI, which is becoming a big aid to us. Second, we have a decentralized decision-taking mechanism so that somebody sitting in Bombay at the senior level is not taking all the decisions. Somebody who understands the local languages is taking a decision so that the person, and that person taking the decision is also responsible for the revenue numbers that are coming in. Their bonuses are tied to what kind of a payback is the music selected by them giving. So these mechanisms that we have built in this setup of ours, which is 100% professionally driven here, is what gives me the confidence that we will be able to sustain this 5-year payback. On payback period, I don't even give you a guidance of 5 to 7. I'm very clear about it. It can't exceed 5.
Okay. This is all helpful. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. On behalf of MK Global Financial Services, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you, guys.